Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. And we have the guest segment 878B for those keeping track at home. A great guest. One of the guests I've considered a hero, Wayne Jonas, Dr. Wayne Jonas, Dr. Wayne Jonas, who has that as his website, drwaynejonas.com, Dr., no punctuation. How Healing Works is a great effort and book relating to the fact that you may heal differently than you think you do. So we're going to get to talk to Dr. Jonas about that. Dr. Jonas has spent over 40 years of research and work in developing his program and his philosophy and, if you will, the science. I knew Dr. Jonas when he ran the Uniform University Services of the Health Clinic, was a professor of medicine there. He's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Medical Corps of the U.S. Army, but he also led the National Institute of Alternative Medicine or of Complementary and Alternative Medicine program out of NIH for a number of years. So, Dr. Jonas, how did you get rid of that those services and come to the book writing art?
Well, thank you, Dr. Rosen. Thank you for having me on the show. I actually haven't got rid of those services at all. I still see patients, even though I'm no longer in the military. I still see military patients at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and have continuously pretty much for my entire 35 plus years of practice. And in addition to that, have been able to look at healing traditions around the world, including complementary medicine approaches that are not taught in medical school that I never learned in my mainstream medical practice, as well as lifestyle and self-care kinds of approaches. And I wanted to write this book because what I've learned over those 35 years of both practice and research is that we kind of run around with a myth in this country that most of healing comes from your doctor when it doesn't. And this book really talks about why that happens and what your doctor does well and what they're good to go see for and what they don't do very well and where you need to kind of help them out a little bit and help yourself out. And so How Healing Works is about how healing works. It's about that very thing and how you can get really what is the 80% of healing that occurs outside the doctor's office that most people are not taking advantage of.
Just so we can orient get them on the right framework. I like the story about the rabbits and, if you will, so why don't you tell us a little bit about the rabbits and maybe Mabel.
Yeah. So what I do in the book is I go through the core elements that provide 80% of healing for chronic illnesses, that most of which doctors don't actually address. You know, doctors are very good at procedures and pills, and they're fantastic if you need an acute intervention, having a heart attack, and cancer removed, have an infection or an accident. Boy, you need them around. You need them to keep you from dying. But when it comes to chronic illnesses, this comes from other dimensions in your life that are outside of the doctor's office. And that most of the time, doctors don't ask about unless you bring it up. That has to do with lifestyle and behavior. It has to do with a social environment, the social support, the friends and family that you have. And it has to do with your inner environment, your mind and your spirit while you're here in life. And when you ask those questions, you can really activate what I call the meaning response or the healing response. And so I'll give you an example. I tell the rabbit story and Mabel because it's about the social and emotional environment and how powerful basically dealing with love is and having loves and managing our fears. And if you want, I can tell you that story. It's an experiment that was done many years ago in which they showed that petting rabbits who were on high cholesterol diets prevented them up to 60% of the heart disease that they developed from being on a high cholesterol diet. So they used rabbits to study that, and they would feed them high cholesterol diets. They would get heart disease. But if you took them out and you petted them, you loved them, you sang to them, they would actually not get the heart disease nearly that way. And we know this happens for humans also. I talk about the importance of social support after a heart attack, for example. It's as important to have social support and not be alone. Being alone is risky as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for another risk of a heart attack. And yet we talk about not smoking. We try to get on cholesterol drugs, but we don't have an industry that enhances social support and love, even though it's a powerful thing. Your doctor probably never asked you about that.
And the example of Mabel, do you want to talk to that about her?
Sure. I mean, Mabel was an individual with advanced cardiovascular disease. She had congestive heart failure. And, she had sort of lost her purpose in life. And in chapter 8 of the book, I talk about the essential role of meaning and purpose, about your mindset and about the spirit in healing and the integration of that into healing. Mabel had lost her purpose in life. She had been the matriarch of a family. But as she got older and she developed heart failure and couldn't function, other people started to take care of her, and she felt useless. And the drugs that we were giving her to try to help manage her heart disease were, helping a little bit. But the primary thing was she needed to know why she should be still around, and was she contributing back to her family or not. And when we talked openly about that and arranged with the family so that she could become the wise departer of wisdom from the family, she sort of got her purpose back in life, and she did well. The medication started working much better. She started functioning much better. Her mood improved, and she stayed out of the hospital. And so that's an example of how the mental and spiritual component, what matters to you in life, is a key driver to healing.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
And when you look at the you mentioned a 20% is the therapies, and 80% is this natural healing. How much of the natural healing is mental versus change in diet, change in exercise, change in toxin exposure?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at the data on population health and look at the factors that are what are called the determinants of health, those kinds of things you're just asking about. The data shows, and this has been published by numerous groups, that it's about 15 to 20% comes from the medical treatment. If everybody had medical insurance, that's how much health we would improve in the country. About 40% comes from lifestyle or behavior. This is how much sleep you get, what your nutrition is, the movement that you have, the exercise, this type of thing. And then about 30 to 40% then come from what are called the social determinants. And this is where the social support environment, the stress management components are part of that. And then another 10% is estimated to come from the physical environment, from, you know, depending upon the toxins and things that are in your environment and what the living conditions are in those areas. Now, of course, this varies from place to place. If you're in a place that's highly toxic, you have more of the problems from that. But on average, overall in the United States, the population health, about 80% comes from outside of medical care, about half of that from lifestyle, behavior, nutrition, et cetera, and another half of that from the spiritual and the environmental components.
When you look at the book and what you've done here, the goal, it seems to me, is to get people to start to understand that they can change things and they can change their own healing. How much of this is, in other words, each of us doing this ourselves is one thing, but getting it for a broader population is kind of what we need in the world today. Is that your feeling, and how do we do that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And the approach that I recommend is what I call integrative health. Now, people have maybe heard of the term integrative medicine or complementary medicine, and that's a part of it. Integrative health, though, is the coordinated intersection between conventional medicine, regular type of treatment that you get when you walk into your doctor's office now, the evidence-based complementary approaches like acupuncture, mind-body practices, yoga, etc., and self-care components, the lifestyle aspect. When you bring these three together, you have what I call integrative health. And this is what optimizes the management and the prevention of chronic illness, and in many cases, even the reversal and recovery of many chronic illnesses. And so it's this kind of model that I advocate, and I show patients at the end of the book how they can do it. During the book, I tell them examples of how patients have done this, or if they've not been doing integrative health, how in some cases they've gotten into trouble for doing it or for not doing it. And then I have at the back of the book how your doctor can work with you as a partner and how you can actually approach your doctor to say, let's do this integrative visit. And I recommend and give instructions on my website, drwaynejonas.com, specific ways in which you can work with your doctor to deliver integrative health and get to the other 80% that is usually left on the table after the visit.
Now, and how do we do this as a society, though? Because it is for those of us who routinely practice. We have a few people we can influence, if you will. But obviously the government and the Medicare and even where you were before at the National Institute of Health seem to influence many more people. Should we do it? From your vast experience, how should we do this going forward?
You know, the most important way to do it is to just do it for yourself with your physician right now. To do an integrative health visit, to focus on the determinants of disease, what matters for you in your particular life, and then work with your healthcare system to do it. And in fact, most physicians want to do this if they're asked to. Now, I get questioned all the time. I just gave a whole lecture series to physicians around the country, and they always ask, well, how am I going to get it paid for? And if you wait for health reform to figure out how to pay for this, if you wait for Washington to do it, you're going to turn blue in the face. It ain't going to happen. But the reality is, and I describe this in the book, there are physicians, there are healthcare systems around the country and even around the world that are already doing this. So you don't have to wait for it to happen. There are a set of questions that I call the hope note, the hope assessment, that you can begin to have with your doctor right now. It doesn't take any longer to do than a regular visit. You can put together a team that actually accesses those underlying determinants of health that are your personal health enhancing folks right now. And so the best way to change the culture and change the healthcare system is to change it day to day in your own life. When that happens, then it'll happen all over the country.
Well, we hope it happens all over the country, because obviously if it takes as long for the country to change as it has for tobacco to be reduced in usage, we're in much bigger trouble than we'd like to be. So Dr. Wayne Jones.
It takes a long time, doesn't it? You know, I talk with a lot of medical students. I teach in a residency program where there's young doctors that are just coming out of their medical training, and they want to do this. They are ready to do this. They need some help. They need the patients to also say they want to do it. They've no longer asked, well, why should I do it? They're now asking, how do I do it? And so this book really lays out how to do it, gives examples. And on my website, I am continually updating that with free information to show both physicians, healthcare systems, and patients how to go ahead and do it now. So it is possible. We don't have to wait any longer.
So you're listening to Dr. Wayne Jonas. His website is drwaynejonas.com. No punctuation. Dr. Wayne Jonas's book is How Healing Works, Get Well and Stay Well Using Your Hidden Power to Heal. And you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Every Tuesday, there's a new one. Download us, rate us. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Randall, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with a new news of the week, what the top medical news of the week is, and most importantly, what the action steps you can take so that you can live at the top of your curve, such as learning how healing works and works for you. And we'll be back with another guest next week. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.